Your state government spends more than $30 billion each year, with most of it coming from your pocket in the form of taxes and fees. But despite laws guaranteeing you access to the receipts, the state has long neglected a website letting you follow the money. As Scott Franz reports, a new software upgrade is starting to change things.
Before we see how well the state's new online checkbook works, let's first look back at how badly it was performing 2 years ago. That's when I invited Jeff Roberts to the Capitol to help me find out how much the state health department had spent on travel that year. He leads the state's Freedom of Information Coalition.
It's loading.
Still loading.
It's still loading.
Did you bring any cards to play with while we wait, or?
I didn't.
The website is supposed to offer a real-time glimpse into government spending, down to every last paperclip and pizza ordered by the governor's office, which is why we were looking at it. But after 20 minutes of waiting for the site to load, we gave up.
There was never any funding or staffing associated with the development of this system.
That's Doug Platt. He's a spokesperson for the Department of Personnel and Administration. Back then, he admitted they were not following a law mandating things be updated every 5 days. And today, the state still isn't getting any money to update its online checkbook. But something did change in December.
The Office of the State Comptroller leveraged some new software that actually originally was put into place for functions over at the Secretary of State's office.
In other words, the state found out it was already paying for a software program in one branch of government that promised to turbocharge the clunky, decade-old checkbook.
We used to have to create a report, which was labor-intensive, and then take that report and manually upload it on a weekly basis. Now, it basically interfaces with the state's accounting and budgeting system called CORE. And so the CORE system automatically updates on a daily basis.
Armed with this new information, I once again invited transparency expert Jeff Roberts to check out the changes with me, but this time we did it by Zoom.
The first thing I noticed is that it was a lot quicker. You didn't have time to do a crossword puzzle or read a novel while you waited for the query to run, like with the old system, and that's a huge improvement.
But are the records useful? Roberts wondered if we could use them to answer questions you might have about government spending around the pandemic.
How much has the state been spending to lease the convention center as a possible hospital for COVID patients, which they didn't end up needing, which is a good thing.
Initially, we ran into a few dead ends until we figured out that we needed to be searching for payments to the city and county of Denver, which owns the downtown convention center.
Office of the State Architect, Disaster Emergency Fund, COVID Emergency Spending. Okay, that could be it.
After that, we had no problem finding the receipts. They showed taxpayers paid more than $19 million for a field hospital that served no patients.
But there's all sorts of other questions anybody might have at any particular point in time that they could possibly find in this database about how the state of Colorado spends money and how much revenue it gets. So I think this is very worthwhile. It just takes a little bit of work to understand the data.
However, the online checkbook does have limits. You can see who is getting the money, but it often takes open records requests to actually learn what the government purchased. And those requests can cost a lot of money.
These are the most frustrating questions that I get because it's very, I have some advice for people who ask me about this, but it's kind of limited advice because the law is really on the side of people in government.
For example, many journalists have recently complained on Twitter about public records costing hundreds of dollars to get. That's why Jeff Roberts and other transparency advocates are asking lawmakers for reforms to make getting the records easier and less expensive. But top lawmakers, including Democratic Senate President Leroy Garcia, are doubtful any changes will be made soon.
I personally, and at least to the best of my knowledge, don't know that it to be of the highest ranking priority currently in the Senate.
When I asked, the state was unable to provide data on just how many people are using the newly updated online checkbook. They say the older version had as many as 1,500 users a month. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.